Ah, the power of negativity. Am I right? Do me a favor. Close your eyes for just a second. Think about something that you do or have done or have said of which you are utterly ashamed. Now open your eyes. Anybody here want to brag about that? Of course not. The power of negativity is brutal. It's brutal on us, so much so that even in this story, Jesus was baffled, stifled by the negativity in his own hometown. We hear in Paul's letter him confessing about this thorn he's had in his flesh, something of which he is utterly ashamed, something that he has prayed to God to be freed of in vain. And yet, Paul is able to take a step back and be able to make a distinction between what this thorn in his flesh causes him to do versus this thorn in his flesh defining who he is. And for each and every one of us, it is utterly important for us not to be identified by our failures. That's what shame is. So when you closed your eyes and you thought of something of which you're utterly ashamed, I want you to know, because Jesus Christ has promised us this, that you are forgiven that. You are forgiven that. Ah, the power of negativity. Because how many of us are still saying, no, I can't forgive myself of that. We often put ourselves before God, which just makes things worse for us in terms of how we view ourselves and how we view the things that we do, our failures, our weaknesses. But again, if we listen to what Paul has to say, he's telling us that it is in his weakness that he recognizes his power. Because it's in that weakness that he is able to orient himself back to God, whom he loves and whom he understands loves him unconditionally. And God is not going to hold that thorn in his flesh against him. But what God wants is that thorn in his flesh to remain in order so that Paul can remain in God. And so if you have a weakness or a failure or something that is embarrassing or shameful, I want to invite you to turn that over to God. Let God be the healer in that. Trust the promise of God that we are forgiven our sins. Because if we fail to do that, the only people we're failing is ourselves. I also want to point out that in Ezekiel, in this story of Ezekiel, where God is calling Ezekiel and saying, go out and profess the word of God. And the only instruction he gives Ezekiel is to say, before you start to speak, say, thus says the Lord. Now imagine each and every one of us, if we were to begin anything that we were going to utter from our mouths, if we said to ourselves and to those in our midst, thus says the Lord, how prepared are we to utter those words? this power of negativity that infects us is constantly getting in the way of that. Because it should be easy for each and every one of us to proclaim, "Thus says the Lord," and to speak in truth. Even the second verse of our opening hymn, "Let us build a house where prophets speak words that are strong and true." The only way we can be capable of speaking in a prophetic word, speaking and sharing the good news of God, is for us to embrace the good news for ourselves. And that requires of us to reject this idea of negative thinking. There is a cost associated with being a disciple, but the reward for those costs far outweighs anything that it could cost us in this life, because eternal life will dwarf what we experience here. But it requires hard work, and it requires pursuing the truth. How do we know what the truth is? Remember Pilate? When Jesus was standing before him, he said, "What is truth?" But Jesus told us, "I am the way and the truth and the life." So we know what the truth is. But we have to be willing to do the hard work of discerning that truth constantly. And the discernment of truth requires us to reject our negative proclivities, to reject that negative thinking that often sneaks in to our lives. This evening, we stand before God. We watch and witness bread and wine becoming food for us, food for our souls. Food that is meant to strengthen us, to strengthen our words, to empower us to seek the truth, who is Jesus Christ. So this evening, as we receive Christ in the Eucharist, let us pray for the strength and the courage to discern the truth, who is Christ. And in discerning that truth, it can dispel the negativity and the shame in us, so that we can step out into the world and say, "Thus says the Lord."